Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Why was I?
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And you simply do that by forgiving. Simply doing that would assist you, would empower you to help you be the change you want to see. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. And you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Today's topic is forgiveness. A song titled, I Have Forgiven. If you were singing along with that song, is that true? Were you just singing? Was it true? Because that's the real deal. That song is by State of Man. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. I Have Forgiven. Love is not what you say. Love is what you do. That's right. That's why people say, I don't want to do that love thing anymore. It's too much for me. They don't want to do it. They want to say it, but they don't want to do it. Because in doing it is where you get to reap the benefit, the harvest. When you love, you can surrender, you can let go. When you love, you can remember that you're an extension of source, that you're connected with God, that you are it. You remember that like the sun rays, the sunbeam connects with the sun. You recognize that you, the sun, the S-O-N, and the daughter, and the extension of all that is, that there is no separation. So when you forgive, you remember, wait, what am I doing? Tripping about what was said to me, what was done to my body, my thoughts? Oh, wait, forgiveness is remembering that you are connected with all that is. It starts with the intellect. Yes, it does. With the intellect, you've got to make that choice intellectually and say, I am going to forgive because I remember who I am. However, the process is about opening your heart. That's the trick. It's about opening your heart. That's the real deal. That is the real deal. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I want to welcome all my listeners, Nahali, Sylvia, Joyful Tamara, Joy, Tracy. Tracy's doing some serious forgiveness work right now. She says she's cleaning out her house. Yes, the house representing the consciousness. So she's letting go. She's already in alignment with the show. Forgiveness. Cleaning out those thoughts, cleaning out the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore so that your house, your home, your consciousness can reflect the truth of who you are. Tracy, welcome, welcome. We've got Celeste in the house. We have Tonya in the house. We've got Jerry Springer. Glenda Springer. We got my co-host who's doing her thing, manipulating the sound waves and creating what she wants. And I know she's a powerful woman, so I'm not even tripping about her playing with the sound waves because she got it. She got this. life is good and is getting better. Some announcements here, just some things to just leave in your ear so you can just remember. Yes, sound. What would life be without sound? Can you imagine? Well, you won't know because we've never had that experience. And even if you think there's no sound, there's always a sound because there's something called, there's a hum in the universe. So when you get still, then you can tune into that hum, that om, that sound, that breath of life. And then you remember, that's me calling out to me. And then you can be in that place. So there's always sound. So anyway, to the announcement. Lovingly open up for that quick spiritual digression. not next week. The last Wednesday of the month, which is June 29th, Michelle Brown Stafford will be back here, my co-host, for Conscious Parenting, where we teach share, inspire, motivate parents, adults, caregivers to parent from a place of conscious awareness as opposed to reactive, as opposed to parenting from a default, from a place of default. That's every last Wednesday of the month with Michelle Brown Stafford. If you want to find out more about her before then, so you can come with your questions, you can go to her website. It is gifted-spirit.com, gifted-spirit.com, whatever works for you. She'll be here the last Wednesday of the month, 29th, June 29th, and that's 12 p.m. At 2 p.m., it's Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. This is a show where we get you to see that you're connected to so much more. That, yes, you create your reality, but you have a spiritual DNA. And you get to look at your own spiritual DNA, and you see that there's been your ancestors has been part of creating a blueprint for your life. And when you let go of judgment of what it looks like, you can get to embrace the fullness. When you forgive and don't judge what happened in the past and recognize you're one, you get to build and create a love blueprint, if you will, for the generations to come. That's Ancestral Blueprints every last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson. And if you want to find out more about Lisa, you can go to her website. It's lisaiverson.com, lisaiverson.com. Right there you can find out more about Ancestral Blueprints, family constellations, and when you know, you will know. You will know that you're in the perfect family, that you're right where you're supposed to be, that you chose your life, and everything else is just a part. It's just distractions, just a little cherry on the top. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad because we are coming to you. We got some questions that are emailed in that we're going to grow and go through. Every question, every comment, every word, every thought is a reflection of you. Stay open and be the change you want to see. Be the light. Be the light. So what else do I need to tell you here? Yes, I want to just say happy belated Father's Day to all the men and all the mothers who are having to play that double role of being the mother and the father. And not just belated happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day today. Because it's one of those, it's a spiritual practice. And when we approach it from a place of spirituality, recognizing that our children are just, they're all an extension of God, and we're here to support that growth, but we're not here to make them like us, which is one of the questions we've got today. You're not here to make your children like you. You're here to support them to be who they need to be. So thank you for doing the great work that you do in the universe. The universe needs you, fathers and mothers who are playing double roles. And whatever role you're playing, all is truly well. You're part of this fabric called love. We need each other. Well, forgiveness. I know, we've talked about it. We all know about forgiveness. Some of us are dealing with it. Some of us say, well, I'm not supposed to forgive, but. You know what that means? The minute you say you know you're supposed to forgive, and you go, but, you put your big but in the way. I'm not supposed to forgive, but. And that means everything you said before, that doesn't mean anything. I'm working on forgiveness. I am, you know, it's. I don't quite understand it. It's really simple. It may not be easy, but it's not easy because you hold on to being right. Yes, I said it. They said, I've been told that my nickname is Tell It Like It, Life Coach, Tell It Like It Is. Kind of like the vibration of that. I'm not attached. If you want to change my nickname, you can. But I am not my label. So really, if I didn't like it, it doesn't matter. So yes, if you're struggling with forgiveness, it's because you want to be right. Someone said to me, I'm not interested in being right. I'm just interested. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, sister, friend, take a breath, breathe. I just want this. I just want that. I just want money. I just want, no. Okay, so you want that. That energy is not going to get you there. With that kind of energy, money will be like, Heavens, no, I ain't going in that realm. I can't align with that energy. Ah, forgiveness. What's the challenge? Maybe you have an experience. Maybe you forgave somebody in your family. Maybe you forgave yourself. And you saw things change and shift for you. Because really, in truth, self-forgiveness is the only forgiveness. Huh? Self-forgiveness is the only forgiveness. However, if you choose to start with forgiving the person who hurt your feelings, who broke your heart, who betrayed you, that's a place to start. But you certainly want to get to a point where you forgive yourself. And guess what? Sometimes when you're forgiving other people, it's really an avoidance process. You're avoiding dealing with the real deal because it is so easy to forgive others. Forgiveness, what is it? It's simple. Forgiveness is allowing love. Forgiveness is letting go of judgment and criticisms of the past. Judgment and criticism of yourself, of others, is letting go of guilt, is letting go of blame. It's really rethinking and looking at your life from a broader perspective and recognizing that everything that happened in your world was perfectly designed for it to happen. I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. So just go down the line. Really? And you may think, now, he's really crazy. He had me onto that. You might be saying, he had me up before they said that. Everything that happened to you as part of the plan. When you step into, okay, I'm with you on that, but so-and-so, this experience, that challenge, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's when we step into unreality. That's when we step into the world of illusion. Because if it wasn't supposed to happen, there's nothing you can do about it. The truth is, it happened. That shouldn't happen to me. Well, it did. Because if it didn't happen to you, you won't say it shouldn't happen to you. So if it happened to you or happened for you, and you decide to look at it, it happened. Now what? Then you come. You can embrace it. You can work with it from a place of empowerment. Because if you walk around life and saying, oh, it was abuse, that shouldn't have happened to me. Oh, my parents were not loving, that shouldn't have happened to me. Well, okay, so it wasn't supposed to happen. Now what? You can join in and blame your parents, your cousin, your uncle, your sister, your brother, but it still leaves you in that place of victimhood, that place where you have no control because now they took advantage of you. They took away your power. It shouldn't have happened. And I want you to hear this. I say this every time I talk about forgiveness. I'm not approaching this as from a place of, if you will, uncompassion. We'll make that a word. I hear you. There's so many things that happened to us in the past, in our lives, that we think, oh, my God, that was hard, that was terrible. But the truth is you are an extension of love, of goodness, of divine love, divine intelligence, of all that is. And until you're willing to let go and embrace that truth, let go forgiveness, let go forgive the past, you will not experience yourself fully. And then you project all the dramas that go on in your life onto somebody else. Forgiveness. Unforgiveness. Let's try that. Unforgiveness is withholding love from yourself. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are taking your calls. We're taking your comments. We want to see, how did you get over a situation? There's so many things that I don't really particularly want to list them because you know what you're dealing with. But some people have been through traumatic experiences. But you can't shame that around because you are connected to the mind of God. And the truth is, it's not what happened to you. It's not what was done to you. It is your judgment about what happened to you that causes the pain. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's your judgment about what happened to you or what didn't happen to you that causes pain and struggle in your life. Really, it is. You don't believe me? I'll tell you what to do. 347-426-3346. And while you're at it, just favorite the show on Live Conversations Radio or Blog Talk Radio. And make sure you like the on the homepage. Click the like button. Share this on your social network website. And just, you know, bring people so you can have someone to have this conversation with. And also, Tamara has volunteered herself to be the after the show discussion the moderator. So if you want to continue the conversation after the show, we're ready for you. 347-426-3346. Animal University, welcome, welcome, welcome. Kamau, silent listeners. Mary Beth is in the house. Nahal is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Tamara. Tracy is in the house. Tracy's dancing around the house cleaning. Ooh, I love this. We have Celeste. We have Glenda. We have Tonya. We have some other numbers we don't recognize, but press 1 with your questions. Well, press 1 when you call in, those of you who got a question, a comment on the phone line. Life is good and it's getting better. I think it's time to go to some of the questions that were emailed. And we're taking live calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And as I said once again, forgiveness is a choice that takes place in your mind, in your intellect, what is sometimes called the ego. Talk about edging God out. You can never edge God out. But anyway, I digress. When your ego is spiritualized, your ego says, how may I serve you? When your intellect is spiritualized, it says, how may I serve you? So when you understand that you're going through so much pain and so much is going on, and you want something, you want to experience something different, you want to experience the truth of who you are, your intellect says, how may I serve you? And then with your intellect, you choose to forgive. And your intellect says, forgiveness it is. And then your heart says, okay, we're ready to open up. I'm a little bit scared. I'm a bit nervous. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But until you open your heart, you're just, everything else is just, it's just entertainment purposes. Everything else, everything is for entertainment purposes because we are one with the one consciousness, that God consciousness. And you know what? You are the gatekeeper of your peace, your joy, your heart, your happiness, your harmony, your abundance. All the things that you believe, think is an expression of what God, what source is for you. You are the gatekeeper. Your heart is the path. And through your thoughts, through your logic, through your intellect, you decide what you're going to allow in. Your heart is waiting. Your soul is waiting. They're saying yes. And you're going to yield and make that choice. 347-426-3346. Let's see. I want to do questions first. Let's take a call. And then we'll go to, let's take a call. Then we'll go to, what are we going to name? The email. Yes, I'm clicking several tabs, and I'm thinking about which tab I want to open and how to unmute and then talk it at the same time. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, Eddie. It doesn't work. But what works is to now go to Tamara, Joyful Tamara Joy, and see and hear what she has to share with the world. Joyful Tamara Joy, how are you doing, my sister friend?
I'm doing good today. I'm calling for some coaching today.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of how to tell this story, the background, as quickly as possible. I was working with somebody sort of like a therapist and doing journeying groups with him for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I had sent him an email about being in an ongoing group with him, and mm-hmm. he accidentally sent the email he meant to send to his supervisor to me basically saying he did not want me in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really shocking. And I talked to him, this was a couple months ago, and basically what came out of it was that he was projecting somebody else on me. He had another female client who was very emotional, and there was a whole backstory where he got sued and he was just reacting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a whole conversation back and forth, but it was really difficult for me to see that how he was reacting to me. I didn't know how long he was feeling that way. And then I decided not to continue any kind of relationship with him based on talking to friends, talking to a couple of friends who are therapists, et cetera. And I did mm-hmm. end it about a month and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
Politely, but, you know, I ended it. And then I was feeling unsure about my decision, and I was feeling like I made a decision based on what other people were telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a local therapist who I'd seen a couple times and kind of talked it through with her and pieced out what my concerns were and decided that I would like to talk it through with this man, Greg, and yeah. see whether or not it was healthy or not healthy for myself.
Would you terminate the relationship?
Yeah. Or whether okay. I could still come to the journeying classes, or whether there was, since he did say, I'm sorry, it wasn't, it was sort of kind of resolved, but there were issues we didn't talk through about mm-hmm. it. So I sent him an email and said that, you know, can we meet and talk? And I didn't know whether he would be willing to meet without charging me or charging me, because he kind of made the mistake. And I figured I'd leave that up to him to say. So I sent him an email and said, you know, I've been thinking about it. I would like to talk through more of my concerns and your concerns and meet with you maybe for half hour or so. So I got an email back 2 days ago. There was no emotion in it. There was no warmth in it. It was just like, well, you know, I'm not going to meet with you if you don't pay me for a session. Don't contact me unless you want a session. And I know you have money concerns, so here's other people you can call. You know, basically it was a push away.
Okay. And that made you feel?
It's interesting because I felt, when I decided to call him back, I felt, you know, okay, I'm back in my power, and I feel like victimized now, and I feel like this old, old feeling, and I know it's an old feeling of, you know, I did something wrong. You know, it's something about me.
Okay. And let's go back to the first email. When you received the first email that was supposed to go to the group but came to you,
yes.
How did that leave you feeling?
I was really hurt. I was really shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of was like getting the rug pulled out from under me, in the sense that mm-hmm. I had an idea of what our relationship was, and mm-hmm. I had no worries about it. And it just felt like, what? What is this?
Mm-hmm. And then you said that when you had a conversation with him, he was projecting somebody else on you.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
It was fine. He made it okay. And then you went ahead and say you want to work with, well, you released him politely, you said. And then once you released him politely, then you're like, oops, did I do the right thing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then you went back and said, well, let's talk some more. We want to kind of work this out.
Yes.
Only for him to say, I wonder what working out. I'll work it out with you, but you're going to pay some money. You're going to pay me, and if you have money issues, here's somebody else. You didn't feel the emotion. You didn't feel the receiving. You didn't feel the embrace, right?
Yeah, and it was never an issue. I always paid him. So for him to say, I know you're worried about money, so why don't you go to these low-cost therapists, here's some other people. You know, and he said, I already apologized. I feel like this is your internal issue, and, you know, I'm going to leave you with the responsibility to deal with it.
And how do you feel about that statement that you just said?
I felt it was crap. Excuse me, can I say that? mm-hmm. on your show.
Okay.
I mean, I felt like, yes, I have stuff about it, but mm-hmm. it's because of what came up with you and your unhealthy response to me that as human beings, I wanted to talk it through. It's like, you know, and say, what did you have? Some of his concerns, maybe they were legitimate about me not being in the group. You know, some of them weren't. I have concerns because of what, you know, different things that talking through would have made it clearer to me from within myself whether...
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. In this case, it wouldn't. Because
in this
just,
case, I got my answer, didn't I?
That's right. And he brought
yeah.
it back and it's like, listen, this is your stuff. Listen, this ain't got nothing to do with me. And it is. It's something that you've got to work through. You, when you first got the email, you felt, ouch. And then
yeah.
you reach out and say, oh, you hurt me. Okay, why did you hurt me? And then you start talking. And he gave you something that made you feel, okay, I feel better now. And then other people start talking to you. You're like, well, maybe they're right. Oh, let me go ahead and release him. Great, I'm empowered. And then you went into, oops. Was I supposed to do that? Oh, let me reach back out. You see how that keeps you in a trap, keeps you in bondage because you're trying to resolve something with somebody who's clear about where they stand. There was no accident. You needed to see this. You needed to see that first.
Yeah, except that where I left it with him was he said he was open to working with. I mean, he said, "I'm sorry. I remember who you are," and he even offered me a free class. So it was like. It wasn't that it was left with him still pushing me away and then I came back.
So let me ask you this. Are you
yeah.
open to you taking back your power right now?
Yes. I don't seem to be, and yes, I know that's what I need to do.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question again. Are you open and willing to take back your power and walk in your power right now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with what you're feeling, what he said, the emotion, the unemotion and not compassion, it really got nothing to do with him. That's your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Say that again, sorry.
I'm saying when you read the last email that he's not ready to work with you unless you're going to pay, you said it wasn't, you didn't feel emotion, it was just, you know, there was no compassion, there was no warmth.
Right.
That's your stuff. That's got nothing to do with it. Because you can read that email another time and you're like, oh, my God, he was so compassionate. It's your stuff. So, right, the stuff is what you said, that you, the feeling of trying to, this feeling of I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time you felt that, is it?
No.
You felt
no.
that in other relationships.
Right. It's very old.
Well, it's very old. Are you ready to let it go?
Yes.
Okay, let it go. Now. Let it go. It's gone.
Okay.
All right, what's the but? What's the but in your head?
Well, I feel like I let it go, and I just, my heart is still aching.
Okay.
I think just because of stuff in the communication, but.
Let's stop. Let's come back. Let's stay with you.
Okay.
It was like you let it go. I'm not talking about letting
yeah.
him go or the communication with him. I'm you. You,
yeah.
that feeling of I've done something wrong.
Okay.
Something that shows up in your life in other areas, in other relationships. So that thought, that
yeah.
erroneous thought, that self-defeating
yeah.
thought that you used to beat yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking you, are you ready to let that go?
Yes.
There are many ways you can do this. You can either journal and go through and kind of think, where did that come from? But forgiveness is a choice. Because holding on to that thought, that belief system that you did something wrong will constantly hurt your heart.
Constantly
yeah. keep you in pain.
Yes.
So now you have the power to choose heaven. But through your thoughts, you say, I'm just going to center myself to hell every day, every moment in my relationship. It's time to stop. Why are you choosing to abuse yourself like that?
It feels like a habit.
Are you ready to break?
Yes.
You
yeah,
drop
I am.
It. When you drop it,
yeah.
it will break. Drop
okay.
it.
Okay.
But when you step into the next phase in another relationship and someone says, Tamara, I can't stand her. I don't want nothing to do with her. And that habit comes up. Ooh, I feel like this sometimes. You say, oh, nope. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. It's a habit that keeps you feeling wrong, that makes other people wrong, that makes you right. You know, it just is this drama, giving away of your power. When you release them, you did it politely. What does that mean? If you want to release somebody, release them. He didn't politely release you when he sent the first email.
No.
You get to say how you want your life to turn out. You get to give the love, the compassion that you want from him to yourself when you let that thought go.
Yeah.
So
if the,
do you want
the
to keep
thoughts
that going?
Come up,
so you drop
just,
that.
I just go, oh, that's old, all is well, or just have other words to stick in there.
All is well and all the other words, yes, but the real thing, it's about an opening of the heart. As I said at the beginning of the show, towards the beginning of the show, that, you know, forgiveness is a choice. It starts in the mind, but the process is an open heart experience. So you want to flood yourself with so much love that you've allowed yourself to abuse yourself this long by holding
right.
that erroneous thought.
Yes.
That you take time to sit still, reflect, and just allow yourself to feel the love of God that you are. Heal that inner child that feels she's done something wrong, that she's not good enough, that there's something that's dealing with lack or whatever it is. Just feel your being. Just sit there, envision white light, whatever works for you. Envision God loving you no matter what. And do not get up until you feel that love, not on an intellectual level, that you feel that love in your being, in your presence, that you find yourself buzzing.
Okay.
So much so that the chances of going back and picking up that thought will be so foreign. Someone will say to you, oh, you remember how you used to feel like you did something wrong? You're like, me? When? And they give you all this, I can't find it. For me, it's kind of vague.
Yeah.
See what it is. This is an all opportunity right. for you to love yourself, even if you did something wrong.
Yeah.
It's time to open your heart and don't be afraid what's going to be revealed.
Okay. That's the deal.
It's not in the words, it's in the emotions.
Right. Right.
You got it?
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. And I want you to keep me updated and
okay.
I want to hear about the love letters. I'm just going to leave you with that.
Okay.
I want to hear about the love letters.
All right.
You should be flooding yourself with so much love letters on a daily basis that you don't even have time for other people's opinion.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And let's see. Okay, good. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're now going to do the questions that were emailed. We welcome all of you in the chat room, Bite Me Radio. I think Bite Me means something. So I'll find out what it means. Glenda is in the chat room. Silent listeners, thank you for being here. And silent listeners, disguised as guests, is multitasking again, people. Kamau is in the house. Mary Beth is in the house. Melly is in the house. Nahar is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Who else is in the house? Tracy is in the house. And people on the phone lines, and Les, Tanya, and all the other numbers. Thank you all for being here. Forgiveness is the key. Forgiveness is the key. But we're taking your calls, anything else you're dealing with, 347-426-3346. We are here to support you to be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, indeed, we are giving a voice back. You already have the voice. We're activating it. We're activating the voice. The whole idea, I'm going to go to the questions, to email questions, but the whole idea of this place called Earth, planet Earth, is just to give your soul, your spirit, an opportunity to remember itself. It's simply a game of hide and seek. You're trying to cease yourself, but then you get to realize, I am, I am, I am, I already am, I am it. And the universe has a way of bringing people on our path to remind us that in every adult relationship, particularly romantic relationships that we're in, is simply a perfect opportunity to heal the past in the present. To heal the past in the present. There's nothing wrong with us. We're not cursed. We're not sinners. We're not all those other stuff. We are divine emanation of God, of spirit. We are love in action. We get to change our thinking about what we were taught. It is not true. When you recognize who you are, you can just say, please. I've got something better to do. I've got to vibrate some light and love. Let me show you who I'm being. Let's take some questions. Let's see. Let me get my co-producer who is multitasking. That's what happens when you hang around me. You start multitasking and you're just like, when did I fall into this? Hey, Betty, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good, good, good.
Hello. You're the one multitasking. I'm just chilling.
Say that again?
You're the one multitasking. I'm just chilling.
Let me forgive myself. Hold on a minute. I was projecting on you. Let me forgive myself. I forgive myself for projecting on my co-producer that she's multitasking. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Question one is from Lois from Utah, my hometown where I'm at right now. Anyway, she writes, Life Coach Ade, I've been in a human resource position for the last year. Previously to that, I worked for a company for 16 years. I see myself as an entrepreneur, but I feel stuck about how to do that. I send out resumes and get my hopes up for different positions, but I feel like that what I've gone into is just being the employee, which is just not who I am. I don't know if you have any suggestions for me to be the creator I once was. I just got so used to being in a routine for so many years that I can't seem to get out of it and do my own thing. Thank you for your help, Lois from Utah.
Well, the answer is always in the question, because when you're asking the question, Lois, the answer is right there. Really, in our lives, the things that we think is a question is actually the answer. So you say you see yourself as an entrepreneur, right? But you find yourself stuck, just stepped into this employee mode, but it's not who you are. Well, while you're working, how about research and allow yourself to research, what kind of business do you want to start? If you were to start a business, what would it look like? Because sometimes we think we have to stop one thing before we start another. How about have your purpose, your calling, your passion being funded by your current position? You know, you say you find yourself stuck in a routine here. You can break it. You can break the routine by doing something differently. You're going to have thoughts or not, but thoughts are going to say, well, what are you doing? But it can be a lot harder if you just decide to jump out there and start your own business and quit your job. Don't do that to yourself. Stop sending that resume if it's not who you are. If you want to start your own business, why are you sending that resume? You know, if you say that's not who I am, stop sending that resume. You're not going to get a job because your energy is already blocking it. So really, you need to focus your intention in the direction of what you want. Start researching. Start asking yourself, what kind of business actually lights me up? Actually, we can actually separate that. Let's not even go to the business first. Ask yourself, what lights you up? What makes you come alive? Get in touch with that. And then you may want to research, how can I make that my business? You may need coaching. You may need business advice. But more importantly, it is important to ask yourself, what makes you come alive? What makes you come to this life? Why did you come to this life? Why? What's your life for? When you get in touch with that and you do one thing every day towards that, it will light you up, it will set you on fire, and then slowly you will start attracting people, because when you get lost in that fire, you send out a different kind of vibration. You start attracting people into your life. You start attracting books, radio shows, or whatever, people who are going to support you to move into the next step. What makes you come alive? And what can you do every day so that you're investing something? You're investing into your love bank. Because when you invest in your love bank, oh my God, the returns, you just can't even calculate it. So stop sending out resumes. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. Journal, meditate, and listen. Ask yourself what is seeking to be birthed. You're in a place where your soul is saying, it's time to do something new, something different. It's time to expand. What is seeking to be birthed? You can do the life visioning process by Michael Bernard Beckwith. What is God's idea of itself as your life? You know, just go through that process. But more importantly, you got to get still. Get still. Listen. What you want wants you. Because what you want is you. And you can never go wrong if you stop, be still, and listen and follow the guidance. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8, the number is 347-426. Excuse me, 3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we will come to you. I'm in a flow. Let's flow to the next question. I think the next question is from Paulina. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. Let's bring inspiration to earth. I figured out what bite radio means. Okay, let's go to Paulina as we bring inspiration to earth. That's what we're here to do. Okay, go
all
ahead,
right.
Please.
Paulina writes, Life Coach Ade. First, I want to say I am new to your show, and it has helped me in many ways. I'm hoping you can now help me with what I'm going through. I'm 19 years old and live with my parents. I graduated high school at the age of 16 and wanted to pursue art. My parents found this a waste of time, and I was forced to go to school to pursue, as my parents put it, a more promising career. I enrolled in Harvard University, but after 3 years, I left to pursue a career as an artist. I paint and have done so for as long as I could remember. This has caused disharmony in my home because my parents do not agree or approve of my choice of career. They are constantly bringing people to me who agree with their point of view, so much so that it is now causing me to second guess myself. They say they only want what's best for me, yet they refuse to acknowledge what I feel is best for me. I love them, but have difficulty on how to confront them and not lose their love and respect. Any advice on how I may do this? Thank you, Paulina from Boston.
I love it, Paulina. First of all, I want to commend you to saying yes to your soul's mission. I want to commend you for going in the direction of what makes you come alive. I want to commend you for saying, no matter what, I am going to express myself as an artist, regardless of what my parents want. I commend you. That takes courage, and keep on keeping on. Create the life that you want. You know what? Parents want the best for us. It's funny. I understand. I get it. I want what's best for you. Well, if that's the case, let me decide what that is. Let you. I'm talking to your parents. Let her decide what that is. When parents sometimes tell them what's best for you, sometimes they don't really mean that. They're saying, what they're really saying is, I want what's going to make us be proud of you as a parent. What's best for us as a parent? So you say you're second guessing. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because when you love yourself enough to say yes to what you feel inside of you, it will be easy for you to love them. If you say yes to what they want, not only you won't even have to worry about confronting them and not lose their respect and love. Listen, if you do what they want, you will take that love and respect away from them. Chances are you will hate them for the rest of your life. So don't worry about confronting them. Just smile and wave. Mommy, Dad, I know you want what's best for me, but I'm here to be an artist. They could bring anybody they want. They could do an exorcist or whatever they want to do. They could have a prayer circle. Just smile and wave. Thank you, but no thanks. You don't need to second-guess yourself. You are following your heart's desire. I mean, at 16, now you're 19, I commend you. There are people in their 40s and their 50s, not as a judgment, who are still wanting to follow their heart. Don't lose this. Don't lose it. Do what you want to do, because at the end of the day, if you're unhappy, your parents won't be happy. This is your opportunity to stay connected to that joy, to stay connected to what makes you come alive. And after a while, or not, your parents will get over it, or not. And if not, that's nothing to do with you. Oh, Lord, I'm going to take the territory now. Oh, I got to go. I have to go because it's coming. Ultimately, if your parents, you may not listen to my show after this, so your parents will block you listen from my show. If your parents were doing what makes them come alive, they will respect where you're coming from. When other people try and tell you to do something else, get a real job, do something, whatever it is, it's because they never said yes to what made them come alive. So they can't really relate. Because if you ever encounter somebody who said yes to their gift, to their talent, they would say, keep on keeping on. Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes you may not have money. Sometimes you will. But guess what? Even if you're working with somebody else, if you have a 9-to-5 job, it's still the same thing, no difference. So your parents are only parenting from what they know. You get to parent them. You get to teach them that we're all here to live life fully. And that love, that passion that you have as an artist will move, will transform your parents. Once again, they may come around or they may not. But one thing you know, you will know, is that you said yes to your life, that you said yes to your spirit. No matter what, do what you're here to do. Be what you're here to do. And all the naysayers, just use them as a motivator to keep you moving. I won't call them haters. They just don't know. They think they know what's best for you. Ultimately, they don't know. You know what's best for you. So when you find yourself second-guessing yourself, give yourself a spiritual slap. A spiritual slap is you don't have to use your hand, okay? You can forget else in a part of it. What you doing? No. Your parents will love you, and it's easy for them to love you when you are experiencing joy, when you're at peace. When you're making choices based on what feels right for you, don't worry about confronting them. It's a waste of energy. And if you lose their respect and love from now, it's okay, because you will experience so much love that you will forget that they don't even love you or don't respect you. And more importantly, you get to be the change you want to see. You get to be an example of that love. And then they'll say, oh, my God. You may actually activate in them and realize when they said no to their dreams and their goals and their heart desires. And then they'll thank you for being an example. So I trust that helped. I trust that helped. We've got a few minutes to release the show. And we're just going to do what we need to do to release the show. Betty, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. I truly, truly love you. Where's Betty? Okay. There's Betty. All right. Well, the switchboard is playing games. I saw Glenda. Glenda, you're gone. But if you can call back in the next minute, press 1 on your keypad. But she can't hear me. She's in the chat room, though. 347-426-3346, because I like to squeeze things in. I just have a habit. There's a lot going on in the chat room that I have. I want to read this. I haven't previewed it first. Yes, I see Course in Miracles. If you're dealing with forgiveness, if you're struggling with forgiveness, pick up A Course in Miracles. Oh, Lord. It will put you in touch with the truth of who you are. Before I read that, let me see. Glenn is calling back in. Let's see. Well, maybe not. Let me see this comment in the chat room. Tracy said, a funny story. Several years ago, I was struggling in forgiveness and wrestling with it. At that time, I had heard of A Course in Miracles, but had not a clue what it was. I eventually ordered a book, and it was 100 pages all about, 1,000 pages all about forgiveness. I so love God's sense of humor, and I truly needed that. Yeah, forgiveness, A Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles will help you see yourself in a whole new way. It will reconnect you and remind you of who you are. Well, let's see if we can squeeze Glenda in. And so, Glenda, you got to say what you got to say in 5 seconds, and then okay. I will answer in 10.
Hey, Ade, how are you?
I am
okay,
wonderful.
Now, I was playing games with hanging up and calling back. But check it out. I was going to ask you a question, but perhaps through telepathy, you answered the question, so I ended up posting something on Facebook. And what the question was is I felt that I was stuck in offering my services for healing work and have been, frustrated about it. And somehow, I don't know what you said, I said, but wait a minute. You don't tell anybody what you do. So why don't you use the medium that you have in front of you? So I want to say thank you for your telepathic answer to my question.
You're very welcome. That's how we roll on Life Conversations Radio. That's how we do it. All right, my sister. Thank you for the confirmation. And looking forward to you again. See you in the face on the Facebook Cafe. Life is good and is getting better. Using the acronym for Byte Radio, bringing inspiration to Earth. That's what we're here to do. Inspiration on this planet. We're here to be the change we want to see. And forgiveness is about you, it's not about other people. It's really not difficult, but you're convincing yourself it is. Because the difficulty, what happens when you choose to forgive, the pain comes up. That's where the work is. Sometimes it's difficult. That's where the work is. Just because you feel the pain and all this emotion rise up, that's the work. Forgiveness doesn't mean you won't feel the pain, the emotion, the struggle. It's saying, okay, I'm willing to open this door to my heart, the door to love, and I'm willing to set myself free. Are you willing to set yourself free? Not from an intellectual perspective. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm okay. No, from a heart level. Say yes from your heart. A yes that resonates from your soul. Yes, yes. My soul says yes, because no matter what, I am going to live life fully, completely, because I'm here to deliver my gift. And if I don't, the world is going to suffer. And more importantly, I'll suffer, because the world will be waiting for me to reveal my gift. Say yes to your life right now and seek the help, the guidance. LifeCoachAde.com if you need help, your pastor, your therapist, a good friend, whoever, get the help and move on. You're here to do this. Stop wasting time. Do it now. We dare you to live your best life. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.